Kia ora, whānau. Great to have you with us today. John Taumere with us for a kōrero. And John, can we start with sport? Because people are affected by sport. And even though prospects are often looking a bit dim in real life, sometimes it can be a bit of a boost. So we're looking at Nolene's success and the Warriors' success over the weekend as well. We'll start with Nolene. Your thoughts, please, John. A wahine who's kicked a touch, really, and now has come back and really stuck it to those who did so. Tēnā koe, John.
Yeah, what a rehabilitation story in regard to the... See, normally when a system closes down on any Māori, the system normally is a steamroller. And what happens is that even if issues which have been investigated are not conclusive, the system will still find in favour of its brothers or sisters who alleged wrongdoing against the Māori. And I just thought the way Nolene hung in there, because she had done no wrong, but all the rumours, all the speculation and all the leaks came out to say she was the problem. You know, and so and to come back from that and now to post a gold against they are the top netball teams in the world, because netball's just big in Commonwealth countries. It's not big elsewhere, so it's vigorously fought over in the UK through Scotland, Wales, England and Ireland, and it's vigorously fought in Australia. And the Australian team, when you saw the Australian team playing the Jamaicans, they're the most, they should have been playing rugby, mate, the way they're shouldering the Jamaicans around, but the Jamaicans still come out on top. But and then that goes to say just how good the Kiwi side's win was. So big ups to Dame Nolene and what a come, not just a comeback, but a validation. And, you know, it must be really, it's put egg on everyone else that had a go at her and were in the alternative camp.
Tēnā koe, thanks. The tribunal, please, will move to, and their findings. Not surprising to blokes like you and I who've sort of monitored the Waitangi Tribunal findings over the years, and, of course, scathing in the way that the government is lent in and trying to diminish Māori rights. But again, because of only recommendatory rather than binding powers, easy for governments to ignore. What stands out for you about the Tribunal's findings about the treaty obligations and health legislation, etc., please, John?
Well, look, under a regime like this that turns back Māori, whether it's in education, whether it's in the reo, whether it's in the law, whether it's in over the fast track running over the top of us, like it has in the Hauraki area over gold mining, everywhere, the assault is so constant, brutal, and over time that a number of people become numbed to it. What the tribunal does is leaves a record of this. What Te Pāti Māori's solution is to appoint, in effect, it's a bit like appointing the Treasury to say this is the dumbest decision out, and this does not pass any vet on proceeding in an economical financial way. What do we do in the Waitangi space? We do exactly the same and appoint a commissioner that rules on any legislation coming through the House as to whether it's in breach of any ruling of the Waitangi Tribunal in regard to the flow of any legislation coming through the House. That stops, that vet stops us having to fight bill by bill by bill as they keep ramming things through against us in future parliaments. So because the tribunal is only recommendatory, this regime doesn't care, doesn't even read them, doesn't even look at them. It means nothing to them or their power base. Just roll over the top of the natives as quick as you can, turn everything back to the 1950s or the pre-Second World War, and we'll be very happy in the nostalgia of that moment, because our grandparents ruled the roost, and we let them down. You know, that's what white supremacy in this country looks like. So we've got to respond.
And we do, and we will. I notice even Geoffrey Palmer says the urgency has become a way to avoid scrutiny, and that's fairly blatant, don't you think, John?
Well, we all know that if the Te Pāti Māoris was part of any government, and the number of times urgency was called and ramming through pieces of legislation, there would be blood and guts on the streets. I think this, a lot of our thought leadership up in the country have been thinking it. You know, if this regime gets back in and continues to do what it's doing, democracy has failed us. Democratic principles and processes has failed us. When that happens, civil disobedience arises and will continue to inflame itself. So I suspect that corridor is going on right now. You can only take direct, constant and overt attacks on your race for so long. This is a racial attack on anyone with whakapapa has been attacked and their rights have been rolled back. That's where the rubber hits the road. That's where lots of people better than us have stood up against it.
Tēnā koe, John. I've heard many times you and I speak of our kids, our rangatahi, as our taonga. These are the reason that we get out of bed. This is why we do what we do. This is, as adults, our responsibility to create a pathway for them. So, you know, I couldn't help but think how shallow a man to describe them as little shits yesterday when Paul Henry supposedly wants to be a politician but already regards children and rangatahi in this way. An own goal by Seymour. What do you make of this sort of comment?
Oh, I don't. Look, I've given up worrying about what anybody else says about our people or about our children or about us. What we've got to do is just keep concentrating on the magic people that we are, the belief in our whakapapa and the fact that we will prevail. So it's a matter of concentrating on who we are, what we are, and why we're the magic people and the forever people of this land, rather than them. And if we just keep concentrating on our outstanding qualities and capabilities and capacities, we won't need them in our narrative. And see, that's what they fear, because they're into controlling us, using us, abusing our resources, and so on and so forth. And so part of that is to attack our children at school and treat them as dungies, and I got treated that way, Dale.
Well, yeah. I just wanted to reinforce, you know, this is not a glib statement that we think our kids are our future, that we feel we can't do enough for them. This is coming from the heart. This is real. And so to have a sort of throwaway line like that, maybe trying to pick up a laugh or a snigger, shows the shallow nature of those who deliver them. Thanks, John. We'll keep rolling on and catch up with you again soon. Thanks for your thoughts. 603 Urban Māori Radio. You're listening to Wātea.